This podcast is being brought to you by Gilbert Funeral Home in Marion, Kentucky, proudly serving our community since 1976. Go Rockets!
Crittenden County Rockets are coming off a 49-0 loss to Caldwell County in the annual grudge match against the Tigers at Princeton Friday night. Coach Starnes, this is one of those games we didn't expect a whole lot, quite frankly. I know you do, and the staff always does, and the kids do. But the fans, I think, were expecting something of a blowout. And for the better part of a half, it was anything but. The score was still a 7-point lead for Caldwell with 4 minutes left in the half. But then the gates came open.
Yeah, you know, we challenged the kids, and we're very proud of the kids for the way that they played. They could have hung their heads after the Ballard game, and we didn't have such a great week of practice. So as coaching staff, we didn't know how our kids were going to respond, but we challenged them and said we're playing for pride, and that's all we can do. You know, we're not going to give up. We're not going to lay down. We're not going to give it to anybody. You know, we want them to have to earn it. And if you're outmanned the way that we were, and we have kids playing in positions that they really haven't been able to play as far as starters, then you know, the only thing we can do is just ask that they play as hard as they can possibly play and make them earn it. So we were proud of the kids for the way that they played. We were outmanned. We knew that. You know, still, it's just basic technique that we have to make sure that we do, because if we don't do that technique, then when you face teams that have speed, you see what happens. They're in the end zone in a hiccup, and that's what happened to us.
Of course, Caldwell County has a lot of ways to create a hiccup for you. Coach Clark, I know you going into this game, this is one maybe give you a little ulcer trying to figure out how to stop them. And this quarterback they've got, who's one of the best around, Sindelar, throws for 200 yards, and then the tailback, Boyd, rushes for 166, and then he catches four passes for 71 yards. And then you've got their wideout, Civils, or their flanker, and he catches five passes for 92 yards.
Yeah, I mean, Caldwell.
What do you do?
I mean, we know, you know, Caldwell has a they got a great offense, and they're well coached, but they put their players in there. They get the job done. I mean, he threw the ball to four receivers, and then the back out of the backfield caught, you know, what'd you say, four passes for 70 yards. You know, you have to pick your poison. You know, you can't stop an offense like that. You try to slow them down. And, you know, we thought we had a good game plan going in, and I was really proud of the way the kids played in the first half, especially in the first quarter. You know, this game meant a lot to them. They took the field, with the intention, given everything that they had, and they did. But, you know, we stopped. I felt pretty good about how we stopped Boyd on the little zone play that they ran inside. Eli Bebout had a couple big hits inside early. But, you know, then they started running quarterback counter, you know, something that we, you know, really didn't prepare for. And quarterback kept it for the first touchdown. Then he kept it later, I think, for another touchdown as well, about a 60-yard run. You know, so it's kind of like you do one thing to stop something that they do, and then they come back and counter against it. But probably one of the plays that really hurt us the most is a draw. You know, yeah, we had our defense set for the zone play. And then they ran a draw, had us outnumbered on that side, and we just step over and fill the gap and contain like we need to. And, you know, the Boyd kid, he's quick. He's fast. He's hard to tackle, but he runs hard too. If he breaks through the line of scrimmage, you know, it's off to the races, and he showed that the other night. Of course, you know, we didn't help ourselves by having, you know, missed tackles, bad angles, and things like that.
You know, that's one of the better games I think I've seen Sindelar play all around as far as running the ball, throwing the ball, and executing the offense. And we see him play in the bowl game started the past 2 years, and I thought he's played really well.
Yeah, he's an outstanding quarterback, and we said before that, you know, in my opinion, I think he has a chance to be one of the best to come through this area. And, you know, not only is he a good quarterback, but I know Elijah, and he's a super kid, comes from a great family, and But, I mean, they have so many weapons, you know. I mean, defensively, we were trying to run away from Cole Webster, and he's an outstanding player. And then they got to where they were flipping him, and we were trying to guess. And, you know, it became a chess match at that point. But we were trying to run away from him, and he was still catches from the backside. Very, very good football player, very instinctive football player, knows what's going on, understands it, and plays with his motor 100 miles an hour. And, you know, they were just solid all the way across. They were solid. Their linebackers came up and filled the hole very hard. And then, you know, we were trying to come out with two tight end offense and so to keep a guessing game. And it just, you know, we just didn't have what we needed to have. We shot ourselves in the foot, some blocking assignments, and we just didn't have our we weren't 100%. You know, we had a backup quarterback in there, and Noah Dickerson, I thought, did an excellent job. His first time he started varsity, and I thought he showed some poise. I thought he showed some talent and some leadership out there that I think we can build on. And he just has to understand that, you know, if he works hard, he's got a chance to compete for the starting position next year. And that's what we want. You want competition in order to make kids better. So, and that makes the team better. You know, we had Zach Knight, who started this first year he's played. He was starting at right guard for injured Stephon Cozart, who didn't play. And so, you know, I thought that he tried his hardest. You know, just the inexperience showed, and you know, we just made some mistakes, and you expect that with kids that are inexperienced or starting for the first time, and because you know they're nervous. I mean, you understand that stuff, so we were trying to keep things simple, and I thought Noah handled himself real well.
Of course, five of the last six games, we've been unable to score a touchdown, and a lot of that is the fact that we're just playing tougher teams. Is there anything else that's – and, of course, we got our quarterback out and Stephon out this week, but anything you can put your finger on that – I mean, we've never gone that long that I remember without scoring a touchdown.
You know, I think it's a combination of two things. I think you look at the games that we played. I think you look at the defenses that we're playing, and we're outmanned. I mean, we're outmatched. We're outmanned. The only thing, because of athleticism, they play a man-type coverage on the outside, so they put everybody in the box. And when they do that, then there's not very many holes to run through, and you have to find a crease. And then if you spit it, then you can spit it for some good gains. But the problem is that we run as hard as we can run, but we can't spit it for any long distances. We have some blocking assignment issues, and it's based on some injuries and based on lack of communication, and that hurt us, and in particularly with the Ballard game. You know, we had chances. We had four or five chances to score against Ballard, and we didn't score at any of them. And that wasn't because of Ballard. It was because of us. So that was one of, you know, the circumstances there. The other ones, you know, it's just simply a defense that I thought – defenses that I thought were better than we were, and we just couldn't find that one particular play to do so. You know, if you go back and look at it, Bobby did an outstanding job of kickoff return Friday night. He was one guy away probably two or three different times of being able to score, and we can't make that one guy miss in order to go in the end zone and make and score. So not taken away from him, and not that he didn't do all he could do. It's just when you're in an open field and you have a running back like a Boyd, and you make one guy miss, they're going to the house, and that's what happens with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was watching on NFL, and they were talking about RG3, you know, and how some of the greatest defensive players are saying, you know, we execute, we do everything the way we're supposed to, and because of his speed, we still can't tackle him, and that's disheartening to them, and that's at the highest level. So sometimes
that's what speed does, and it just happens that way. And when we get teams that have that speed, and we can't match anything, and we just can't line up and go 3, 4, 5 yards and play action pass and get out there, then we're going to struggle, and we have struggled.
Yeah. Okay, well, we've got Madisonville coming up this week, and we'll talk at length about the Maroons. They're going to be another difficult challenge for the Rockets here in the final week of the season. Then after that, we'll get ready for Owensboro Catholic on the road for the playoffs. All right, good luck, and hope you have a good week of practice, Coach.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.